Exclusive: Fred Flights, Timing of U.S. Intel Accusing Russia of False Flag Attack Too Convenient. By Joshua Klein on February 6, 2022. Recently declassified intelligence claiming Russia is preparing an elaborate false flag operation to create a pretext to invade Ukraine. Just as the Biden administration dispatched thousands of U.S. troops to Eastern Europe while warning Ukraine faces an imminent threat seems just a little too convenient, according to former National Security Council, NSC, Chief of Staff and CIA official Fred Flights, who called for the release of the intelligence report for further analysis. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Friday, Fred Flights, who served as Deputy Assistant to President Donald Trump and the Chief of Staff of the NSC, discussed the Biden administration's claim that Moscow is planning to fabricate a pretext to invade Ukraine. Asked about the intelligence indicating an upcoming operation as well as the unusual manner it was declassified at a State Department briefing on Thursday, Flights cast doubt on its reliability. I was in the intelligence community at the CIA for 19 years and I was with the House Intelligence Committee for 5 years. So I know a lot about intelligence and I know that intelligence reports are sometimes wrong, and sometimes politicized, he said. Flights, who currently serves as vice chair of the America First Policy Institute Center for American Security, also stressed the importance of allowing access to declassified information. There are many instances when CIA sources will tell the agency what it wants to hear because the sources want to be paid. So it's important that when you have intelligence like this and if it's declassified, you let people see it, he said, adding if the administration is going to make a statement that we've declassified intelligence on this important development, they need to show it to us, now that it's declassified. When that doesn't happen, Flights argued, it signals something is amiss. When this administration says we've declassified this intelligence but we won't let you see it, just take our word on it, alarm bells go off for me, he said. That's not the way things operate, he added. He also addressed a recent heated exchange between Associated Press reporter Matt Lee and State Department spokesperson Ned Price regarding the nature of how the Biden administration chose to declassify the information through a verbal statement, without providing any documented evidence. Ned Price kept saying, "I'll give you a transcript of this press conference. Then you'll have a record of the declassified intelligence." That's essentially what he said, Flights said. And the reporter, Matt Lee, was angry at him and he said, "No, it doesn't work that way. If it's declassified, that means the document has been released," he added. "And if that's not the case, it hasn't been declassified. If it's sensitive, it's not declassified," Flights elaborated. "If there's some reason you can't release it, it hasn't been declassified. It's an either-or, black or white." Asked why the declassified information wasn't simply released in a report, Flights suggested it demonstrated that matters were likely being concealed from the public. "Well, it suggests that there's something wrong with this information," he said. "They're obviously hiding something," he added. Flights then explained how releasing the report could help assess its credibility. "Basically, we could read the specifics of these actors who are supposedly being hired to pretend to be Ukrainian starting a false flag operation," he said. Noting that sensitive names of people and sources could be blacked out, Flights saw no justification in withholding the remaining information from the public. "But they aren't releasing anything," he said. "They're just saying, take our word on it, we have this. That's not good enough," he added. As a result of the administration's decision not to release relevant information to the public, Flights gathered that the intel was likely weak. "So my guess is that there's something they're hiding, that this information isn't as good as what they're saying it is," he said. Flights also claimed that an intelligence agency's possession of such a cable says nothing of its reliability. "There are intelligence reports alleging all kinds of wild stuff all the time," he said. "That doesn't mean this is true. Let me put it to you this way. And we know this from hard experience. The fact that the CIA says something is true, doesn't mean it is," he explained. "We know better than that." Flights described the timing of the intelligence as too convenient. "It's awfully convenient this shows up when Biden is talking about an imminent threat and they're sending U.S. soldiers to the region," he said. "It's just a little too convenient that this shows up at this moment," he added. Flights spent 25 years in various national security positions at the CIA, DIA, the Department of State, and the House Intelligence Committee staff. He currently serves as vice chair of AFP's Center for American Security. The remarks come as President Joe Biden continues to spar with Russia over Ukraine, announcing plans to send U.S. troops to Eastern Europe in the near term amid increasing tensions between the two countries. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.